still following the money trail?
Mm-hmm.
Don't we have accountants for that sort of thing?
They're being singularly ineffective in this instance.
Then, it's fortunate that I've solved the mystery. I think I'm the culprit. 2.6 million is a rather specific figure. That's the exact amount the company invested in a friend's startup venture 3 years ago. I will call accounting. They'll clean it all up, and there's nothing to worry about.
Okay.
You really are putting a lot of hours into this Declan thing. You actually think he's innocent?
Someone does.
So you said. But you didn't say who.
The guardian angel. The guy in the hood.
You're kidding.
He tracked me down and asked me to look into the Declan case.
But you've met him?
But he goes against everything that I was ever taught to believe in. He breaks the law and God knows what else.
How are you not afraid that he is going to do God knows what to you?
He won't. I don't know. I can feel it.
You know, when I told you to meet someone, this is far, far away from what I meant.
I got your message. Is there a reason we can't do this face to face?
You've met with Peter Declan.
You were right. He might be innocent. Declan said his wife blew the whistle on Brodeur the day she was murdered.
Then we need to get whoever she told about Brodeur to testify.
He already has. Matt Iztook, Camille's supervisor. Only he says that she didn't say a word to him.
He could be lying.
Well, if he is, then he's very convincing. He had the jury and police believing him.
He hasn't been questioned by me.
I didn't become a lawyer to break the law or hurt anybody.
I do what's necessary. What people like Peter Declan need.
If what you're doing isn't wrong, then why are you hiding your face with a hood?
To protect the ones I care about.
That sounds lonely.
Can be. But not today.